Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Gemara discusses the halacha of the Mishnah, the Machlokas in the Mishnah, on the halacha of Luf She'avra Lav Shviyas, on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. A Luf, which grew, it planted before Shviyas, and it grew over Shviyas. So when is it allowed to harvest it? When can you take that over? When can you go ahead and remove it? So the Gemara says, Rabbi B'Shem V'Yochanan, we have a Machlokas Tanoim, and this Machlokas Tanoim, the Gemara says, seems to be the same as a different Machlokas Tanoim. Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah is the same as Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is the same as Rabbi Yeshua. Which, what are we talking about? Today we looked at the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, a Mishnah in later in the Masechta. Aniyam Ochlim Akra Beer, that poor people are allowed to eat after beer, after you remove the things from your house to bring into the field, because everything in the field is already gone. Alokas Aniyam are allowed to partake. Aniyam Ochlim Akra Beer, Velo Ashir, Mashir Manatu, Udiv Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yossi Aimer, Echanim Yachashim Ochlim Akra Beer. There's no nafkamino, both Ashir and Aniyam can eat after beer. There is no nafkamina. Again, we don't mean aniyim and ashirim in the sense of poor and rich people. That's not what we're referring to. We're referring to people who are talking about, since it's hefker, everybody's the same as in hefker. Since the owner had to make it hefker, because akabir, you can't own anything, you have to get rid of everything. So melo, everybody has the same thing. Aniyim and ashirim are the same. Everybody can partake of it because it's coming from hefker. So that lechera al machlokas of our Mishnah, and the Rabbi Fulda explains this, is the machlokas in our Mishnah that we had is the same halacha of the Mishnah of this machlokas here. Same machlokas of this Mishnah over here. Now, Gemara is going to try to explain what this means. Rabbi Yimer bar Kaimei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yimer came in front of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. Masitza ad lo gozo al svikud. The Mishnah, was this Mishnah halakha was made before the gzeira and svichim. We know the halakha is that the chachamim made a gzeira to asr svichim as well. That svichim itself, the rabbanandik, is then that's asr, that after growth is considered asr as well, that you can't use it. So this machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah, was this after the gzeira of svichim or before the gzeira of svichim? That once the chachamim man had said that svichim is asr, then what's the machlokes tanoim? That tanoim is saying that if the aniyim come along and picked it, they're allowed to do it. And others say that they is mutter only for aniyim as well. What do you mean if it's aniyim? If you say that svichim is also because gzeira d'rabbanan, then everybody's also to take it. But you can't. No, it's also for everybody, aniyim and ashirim. So this halacha lechayra of the machlokes of the tanoim, whether it's mutter aniyim or ashirim, the lechayra it has to be before the gzeira of the chachamim. Because once you have a gzeira on svichim, then no one. It's also for everybody to eat. The rabbanan answered it. So the lechayra has to be before. So the Gemara says, that's a valid point. So Amar Lev Yochanan said, no, as Rabbi told me, Aliyah is Baliyah Hafik. Were you there in Aliyah when they made this Gezerah in Aliyah, in the Gezerahs that they made the halacha, that in Aliyah when they made in the attic, when they made the halacha and said they were Gezerah and Aliyah, were you there in the Mishnah? Were you there to know when it was done? Are you there? Do you know when the Gezerah was made? And it was, are you there? That time, come and made it. It was made when exactly it was Masakin. You'll come along saying that it's Masakin, had to be Masakin afterwards, because before there would be no Machlokas, you couldn't say it won't be Mutter, Vata be Yasser. So he says to him, how could you make this thing? Do you know when the Halacha was made? When the Gzeira Rabbanan was made? Were you there in the attic when they made the Halacha, when they made the Gzeira? So Gemara says, Sav Ravimi, Amar Yusuf Svichin Taira. Ravimi tried to understand what Rav Yochanan was answering him. So he thought maybe to say Svichin the Din Taira. It's not a nidrabbanan. Maybe you want to say that it's a din taira. In other words, that the way we had in the Mishnah, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, was speaking the rice as us a drabbanan. We're saying the chayra, maybe he's obviously telling you the Mishnah must be stuck on a case where, it's a derice as us. It doesn't do with the gzeri drabbanan. But he thought to say that from the answer that he gave him, that it didn't tire its usher, that speaking since usher min entire. From his answer that he gave him, of you know when it was gzer, must be able to usher any even without the gzeri drabbanan. So therefore, the Mishnahs can't be speaking about such a halacha. So again, the question is, if they say midfakir to derisa is usher, makes it worse. If you say it's usher, how could Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua both say that an ani, that you pick the leaves after after they would go ahead, you bring it out to the field, and you're allowed to go ahead. Anim is mutter to take it. What do you mean it's us to take it? It's us to take it. Forget about when the gzera was made, but the rice it lets us speak and zaser. So, you know, how do you ever have a time with Anim to come and take it? So, Amrav Yemiyav, Yemiyav says, Ba'alu lov shaitu masnisa. The Mishnah is referring to not a stam luf, but rather a luf shaita. A luf shaita means a luf that grew wild, a wild type of plant. A luf shaita. And therefore, those halakas, it grows wildly. You don't grow to use it. It grows in the field. If someone doesn't harvest it, it grows. It just grows and continues to grow for a very long time. Mamela, therefore, it could survive many winters. And therefore, we could tell us the case that Mishnah is talking about such a thing. The question is, in such a halakha, when there's no din, when is the halakha? When is sfik? There's no sfik in it because these things grow on for a long period of time. I mean, therefore, the question is, when is the chi of shvius on this? Says the Marfulu to explain. Myrish lagadu b'shvius, kim alan ol ikar. We're not talking about the leaves, not the ikar. It didn't grow in shvius, but rather it was stayed there a long time. And mela, these things grow. Sfikin only yasser on things that grow in the shvius year. We say that grew after growth in the shvius year is usser. But this thing grew from the beginning. It grew from the sixth year. It grows, this type of luf grows very, very, very slowly and grows wild. It continues to grow without any shear. So, therefore, that's what he's telling you. That the halakha is, there's no gzeira on this shvikin here. There was no, this type of shvikin, there was no gzeira shvikin on this type of thing. This continues to grow on and on. And Mele is telling you, there's no shayek beer, there's no din, and therefore the halakha would be, There's no machlokes over here. When halacha is mutter, it's mutter. It's us or not. That's the halacha. That's what he would learn. He understood. That's the halacha of what he's telling you. In such a case, there's no din of any limitation as far as when it would come. And merely, therefore, you have machlokes as to how far you go. Machlokes, if you listen to Yeshua, is it us or not? But not us. The gzeira shvikin doesn't apply over here because it grows something that grows over a number of years. So fake the Gemara, you have Yoshbek, you have a copy of me, yes, the Makash, you know, Luv, tell him. The look of the case, the Mishnah, the case of Luvs and the leaves of onions. Luf Ali B'Solim. Yislachameim Ali B'Solim Shoten. If you tell me that the case of the Mishnah is speaking about Dafka, a case of these type of wild onions that grow, and therefore it's supersedes in Alokah Sfikin because it grows over a period of time, over many years, that can't be. Then the Mishnah should say it. The Brisa tells us the look of Luf. It tells you luf, and it tells you ale luf, ale betzalim. If it's special type of things of a shaitim, unusual type of wild onions, Mishnah specifically stated is that. And the Mishnah doesn't say that. So vice versa, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a regular luf and a regular betzalim onion, which does have an aftergo, which does have a sfikin, and a gzera should apply. So that can't be the halakha. The Mishnah should tell you that. That can't be the case. He shlugs up that teretz. It can't be the case. So the Gemara says, so they don't know what is the case. So the Gemara says, Mela, if you don't have this halakha, Mela, what's the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Try to make a better case of Milstra of Yemiyo. I'll tell you, what's the case of Yemiyo? What is the case of Yemiyo's telling the halakha that applies by a luf shaita, a wild luf, dovish eishel beer? That's when something has a shayek beer. Nimsa besok dovish eino beer. That's found together with something that doesn't have any beer, yeshel beer. Look, it is shayek beer. So Yavakilakit, in a kanami, the wild luf does not have any din of beer. But if it's mixed together with onions that do have a din beer, the halakha would be yeshel din beer. Then it has applied, that applies. The case would be applied, halakha that does have a din beer because it's mixed together. So Gemara said, "My avila Rav Yemiyo. What's Rav Yemiyo do with this halacha? What does Rav Yemiyo do with this halacha that tells you that something that's mixed together with beer is a din beer? The chayr is not so. Something that's mixed together with something that's beer should not be some evil beer. Should not be b'chayvin beer. So what's the halacha? My avila What's Rav Yemiyo do with this halacha that said the yeshlo beer? So my puzzle b'sheyishikev alian. We're talking about a case of where you pull off the leaves in the eighth year before beer came." And therefore, the case of the Mishnah is talking about a case is where there's no leaves because there's no beer because the leaves already removed. When does the halacha tell you a case of the Mishnah when there's still a halacha of beer because mixed together with things that have a din beer, that's where the leaves are still attached to it in the eighth year. If it's still attached, then we have to say that it goes together with the other halacha with things that require beer and therefore this would require beer as well. But something in our case, which the leaves are detached, that's in a case when there's no din beer because there's no leaves, it's already removed. And therefore, there's no shaykh any beer over here. And that's the case of the case we're talking about would be the pshat in the Mishnah. Why halach would be the machlekes in the Mishnah whether it would be between the two tanayim whether it would apply or not. But beer is not nogei here because the leaves were already removed before. One way to explain where Rav Yeshua would argue about the makom that you're talking about, a case where it doesn't go into the area of whether it's in beer or not. Gemara has another way to explain the halakha. Yossi basla masizam al fami yashem shvius. Yossi learns the mishnah is referring to that the dolof is talking about a case where you planted before Rosh Hashanah shvius. Now not dolof nei Rosh Hashanah shvius. You planted before Rosh Hashanah shvius, which means in a 6 year asa beitzam al fami shvius, and it began to grow. It began to grow things growth before shvius. Then v'dikno b'shvius, and then he went ahead and he crushed the leaves during shvius that shouldn't grow anymore during shvius. They were still attached to the ground. So Mela, in such a case, akav matzis shvius. Then he went ahead and uprooted it completely the year after shvius. In other words, what happened was that it really, the leaves itself were growing, but you crushed it during shvius to make sure that it's not going to grow anymore. So therefore, there's no din sfikin applies to it because it grew from before shvius, didn't grow in shvius. It grew in the beginning before shvius, then you crushed it during shvius, and then whatever grew was not really sfikin. There's no din sfikin over here. So elamai what? Halach is you went ahead, you removed it anyway after shvius. So the other halach would be that's the shiloh. What's the halach in such a case? In taimar, let's understand dikun iker. If you tell me that when you crushed it, it's like you uprooted it, then kulu laniyim, then the whole thing goes laniyim because lamaisa it all belongs to the poor. Because halacha didn't grow on shvius, it's like you already uprooted it. So the halacha is that the niyim are allowed to have it. You're mafkir it. However, ein may my ruben demar. If you tell me the halacha is that crushing it is not like uprooting it because it's still attached, so then meila halacha would be ein kulaniyim. That it doesn't all go to the niyim because they can't collect the things that grew in the 7th year because it was still attached. Even though you crushed it, it still grew somewhat. So therefore, the Idaniyim don't have any rights to what grew during Shvius. They only have a right to grow what grew before Shvius. Therefore, the halacha would be, in such a case, what do you do? Misafek, since this is a misafek, we don't know what it is. We don't know whether crushing is like uprooting it. You could go ahead, make a chesh b'daniyim and say that if it would be uprooted, you'd be allowed to take it. So too, how much grew now during that time? That part you have to leave, the other part you'd be able to take. That would be a way to explain the halacha of the Tanoyim. So the halacha of the Tanoyim is not a din of whether there's a din of sfikin or not. No, of course not. There is no din sfikin over here. The only thing, because he crushed it at the beginning of the 7th year, it didn't really grow. It only grew a little bit during that. The leaves only grew a little bit more. So then the question is, only whether do we say, if you uprooted it, b'vadai, you're allowed to take it because nothing happened in shvius. So crushing it, and therefore, is the same whether the din of uprooting it or not. That machlok is that's a suffix. It's two different shittas. It's a shayla whether it's considered nekel gamrei or not. That was a suffix. I mean, Meili said if that's a suffix, let's make a cheshev daniyim. So we have no suffix. Daniyim could take whatever would have grown during the 7th year. He shouldn't take the rest of it. He can take that. Lecher would be the explanation of what the machlok is with Ezra and of Yeshua are in the Mishnah. Be a second way to explain the interpretation of the Machlokes of Lezer and Yeshua in the Mishnah. We have two ways, and Gemara is going to continue with a third way in tomorrow's daf.